beloved fellow listener, we do welcome you to the broadcast today in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, praying that God will be giving you a blessing, both for time and eternity, as we study the precious truth of the second coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. My listening friend, do you believe that Jesus is coming again? Do you not with some common sense believe some intervention must come from heaven above, divine intervention, to correct the conditions that are upon this poor earth? For man is seeking to do all that he can to deliver himself from the problems that pervade the universe. But, oh my friend, there is only one answer to the problems of life, to the problems of politics, to the problems of morality, to the problems of society. There is only one answer that will be the permanent solution. It is the coming again of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have touched upon some very pertinent scriptures supporting the blessed truth and the teaching. He will come again. And may I just repeat the last reference in our preceding message, where from the last book of the Revelation and the closing of the chapter, the Lord Jesus said, "Surely, of a certainty, I come quickly." And may your answer be, as mine also would say, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God grant that you are looking for Him. God grant that you are waiting for Him. God grant that you are saying from your heart in sincerity, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Now shall we not continue the blessed theme? For we have much to speak about from the Holy Scriptures relative to this great truth of the second coming of our Savior. But now may I present to you, as we go further, this blessed thought, which we should carefully examine. The doctrine of the return of Christ demands careful as well as discriminate consideration. For there is a distinction to be made between two yet future events connected with it. Can I repeat it again? There should be a discrimination. There should be a distinction made carefully, prayerfully, between two future events relating to the second coming of Christ. First of all, and listen to this carefully, Christ is coming for His saints. May I emphasize that again? No apology for the repetition. I know from the Word of God as well as personal experience that you and I can be very dull of hearing and fail to take in what the Spirit of God is saying. First, Christ is coming for His saints. And then second, Christ is coming with His saints. Now, beloved, if you have very carefully read the Scriptures relative to the coming of the Lord Jesus, you will find this very fact is apparent. Let me just give you an instance. In coming for His saints, which we shall consider carefully and prayerfully and in detail, in coming for His saints, Christ will descend from heaven and meet those saints and receive those saints to Himself in the air. Some being raised from the dead, others change from their living state, as we shall see as we study the subject. But then on the other hand, there is the revealing of the fact that in coming to the earth, Christ personally will place His feet upon the earth, on the Mount of Olives, when He comes with His saints. Oh, let me just quote these words briefly, as we shall later study them in detail. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18 describe the coming of the Lord for His saints. But please note the emphasis. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Now notice, we shall be caught up together to meet the clouds, to meet the Lord where? In the air. In the air. and thus shall we be forever with the Lord. But now when he comes back to the earth, he will put his feet upon the earth. When he comes with his saints, and may I quote the words of Jude in verse 14, the prophecy of Enoch, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. My beloved fellow believer, I want to put this fact before you. You and I who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, you and I who are looking for his blessed coming, we must distinctly realize he will come for us before we can come back to the earth with him. Beloved, it's very sensible to recognize before we can come down from heaven above with him, behold, he cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment. My beloved, before he can come down with them, he must get them first. He's coming for them. Now, may I add, before we go further, are you one of his saints? Do you belong to the saints of God? Reading in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 14, you've got that visible, literal return of the Lord back to the earth, coming with his saints. The armies of heaven are coming with him. All of his saints appearing in glory with him. When he comes to take the earthly throne of David. Oh, may I distinctly remind you of this distinction to be made. It all relates to the same event, the coming again of the Lord Jesus. First, please let me quote his words. Go back to John 14 in the upper room again. The Lord Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That was a promise that he made. He would come for his saints. And we shall certainly consider how he will do it when we look at the scriptures of truth before us. But then on the other hand, let us realize there is much in the Word of God that tells of his coming with his saints when he comes with power and great glory. Oh, the joy of knowing it. Let me just read one scripture to you, please. I want you to notice in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Listen to the words of the dear apostle as he writes words of comfort to the Thessalonian believers who were suffering. And says in verse 6, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense your troubles upon them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, relax, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And note the next words. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe in that day. My beloved, may I say this, when the blessed Lord Jesus comes for his own, he will gather them together and meet them in the air. But when he comes back with his own in judgment upon this godless world, they will come with him in glory. When he shall come glorified in his saints and to be admired, my beloved, may I say this to you who are my Christian friends. Please may I say, when that day of glory comes and the Lord appears with his glorified saints, the whole world will have to say, those Christians were right when they believed upon the Lord Jesus. They were right that they trusted him as their Savior. We were wrong. My beloved listener who may be unsaved, I pray today you'll consider the fact that if you continue in your unsaved condition and the Lord comes for his saints and you'll be left behind, if you have to live to see him coming with power and glory with his saints, you will acknowledge how proper it was for those believers in the Lord Jesus to take the Savior, but how Solomon said, you did not. Now may I close in the closing moments of our study to state this difference, this coming into the air and his coming to the earth. Personally, as Zechariah chapter 14 declares, his feet shall touch the Mount of Olives. Now the first event, the coming of the Lord for his saints, is called, we often call it, the rapture. There's no such word in the scriptures, but it is the meaning of it. In fact, it's from that expression. We shall be caught up, snatched up, together, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And it will be a rapturous event. The second is called the revelation, or the appearing of Jesus Christ in all of his glory. And though these two events differ in particular, I say they are often confused, and they should be closely compared. There is to be the gathering of the saints to meet him in the air, and there is to be the coming back with the Lord, accompanied by his saints when he returns to the earth. Ah, beloved, what a joy to realize this blessed distinction. And may I add in closing, the first event will be a timeless, signless, at any moment. And the believer is to be waiting and looking and loving that blessed coming. The second event will be observed. Oh, may I quote the words of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and what are the clouds? Humbly and faithfully I believe the clouds of angelic glory and the clouds of saints coming with him. That will be an event which every eye will see. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Please, may I state, the first event, the rapture, the world will not see it. In a moment, the twinkling of an eye, the saints will be gone. And may I say, my beloved, I'm waiting and I'm looking for it. But the second event, the world will see it from one end of the earth to the other. Oh, may this blessed truth and the distinction of it be understood by us all. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Please, by the help of the Holy Spirit, help us to understand and enjoy the truth we presented in our Savior's name. Amen.